to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to be carnivorous and celebrate the birthdays of Ben Burney, Frank Trumbauer, Benny Goodman, and the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, much to my dismay, I've been forced to restrict my consumption of red meat. Fortunately, there's no cholesterol or fat in musical meat, so I can have all of that that I want. So here to start off this carnivorous set of songs are the New Orleans Owls, who are going to put some meat on the table.
Woo!
Richard M. Jones and his Jazz Wizards and a Richard M. Jones composition, Smoked Meat Blues, recorded by Victor in Chicago on June 13, 1927. Before that, it was Vance Dixon and his Pencils and his own composition, Meat Man Pete, from a Columbia 78 wax June 12, 1931. We began this carnivorous set with the New Orleans Owls and Meat on the Table. That Columbia 78 was recorded in New Orleans on April 14, 1927. Last week, May 30th, marked the birth in 1891 in New York City of Benjamin Anselwitz. You may know him better as the old maestro, Ben Burney. He displayed early virtuosity as a violinist, but enrolled in the Columbia School of Mines to study engineering. He became involved in college shows and, after leaving school, played vaudeville as a monologist and violinist. In 1922, Ben formed his own dance band, and they were the first band to play at the New Roosevelt Hotel in New York. They were originally booked for just a short engagement, but became the exclusive band at the Roosevelt from 1923 to 29. By the mid-20s, the band was recording and broadcasting and did a European tour. Ben Burney is parodied in a number of vintage Warner Brothers cartoons, particularly his invented word yowza, which eventually became a trademark of his radio personality. Following the stock market crash of 1929, in which he suffered major losses, he got his own radio show and was broadcasting heavily. Burney and columnist Walter Winchell carried on a running feud in the 30s, which was the basis for two movies in which they co-starred, Wake Up and Live and Love and Hisses. Ben Burney co-wrote several excellent songs, Sweet Georgia Brown, Who's Your Little Hooses, I Can't Believe It's True, and Strange Interlude. Following a sudden illness, Ben Burney died in Beverly Hills on October 20, 1943. Here's Ben Burney and all the lads.
Thank you. imagination, ooh, your imagination, ooh, our imaginations make this world divine, ooh, 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 ooh. People come and tell us their wonderful scheme. They would all be jealous if they knew our dreams. Ooh, ooh. Nothing will divide us, ooh, ooh. Nothing will be tied up. Though the shadows hide us, we'll vanish from blue. What a combination, while we choose to you, dear ooh, your imagination and mine.
I want to be bad. If it's naughty to vamp the men, sleep each morning till after 10, then the answer is yes, I want to be bad. This thing of being a good little goody is all very well. What can you do if you're loaded with plenty of help and vigor? What lips are for. If it's naughty to ask for more, let a lady confess, I want to be bad. Thank you.
Emperor Nero, when Rome was a very hot town. Father Knickerbocker, please forgive me, I play while your city burns down. Through all the night life a fiddle away, it's not the right life, but think of the pain. Someday I will bid it goodbye, I'll put the fiddle away, and I'll say, crazy rhythm, there's the doorway, I'll go my way, and you go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm to hi-hat and you're to low-down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you.
What you gonna do?
They say that when the highbrow meets the lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame? And you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce that same condition. Crazy rhythm, I'm going crazy too.
Ben Burney and his orchestra, with Ben performing double duty, directing and providing the vocal, along with an unidentified trio on Crazy Rhythm from April 6, 1928. Crazy Rhythm was composed by Joseph Meyer and Roger Wolf Kahn. Before that, we heard Zelma O'Neill vocalizing on I Want to Be Bad from January 18, 1929. Singer, dancer, and comedian Zelma O'Neill was born Zelma Schrader in Rock Falls, Illinois on May 29, 1903. She appeared on Broadway in Good News, where in the role of Flo, she debuted the Varsity Drag. She also starred in Follow Through in 1929, where she sang Button Up Your Overcoat. Film credits in 1934 include Give Her a Ring, Freedom of the Seas, and Mr. Cinders. She died in Florida on November 3, 1989. Zelma O'Neill was preceded by the vocal trio of Dave Barry, Ray Covert, and Maxwell Covert, and Imagination from April 6, 1928. That's the flip side of Crazy Rhythm. We began our little tribute to Ben Burney with the instrumental Keep Smiling at Trouble from a Vocalion 78, waxed January 21st, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, May 30th, marked the birth in 1901 in Carbondale, Illinois, of Frank Trumbauer. His mother played piano in movie theaters, and Frank tried his hand at violin, flute, trombone, and piano, but after hearing the saxophone, decided that was the instrument for him. He served in the Navy in World War I, and by the time he left, he could play proficiently by ear, but spent 9 months studying and learning to sight-read and to play cornet and bassoon. Over the next few years, he worked for a number of dance band leaders in St. Louis, including Max Goldman, Earl Fuller, and Gene Rodemick. In 1923, he joined the Benson Orchestra in Chicago, and the following year was with Ray Miller. He led a small combo at the Arcadia Ballroom in St. Louis, and in 1925, Bix Beiderbecke joined the group, beginning their close association. The two worked together in orchestras led by Gene Goldkett, Adrian Rollini, and Paul Whiteman. In 1927, Tram got his own recording contract with OK, and in the 30s led his own big bands. In 1939, he became an aeronautics inspector and a test pilot during World War II. He died in Kansas City, Missouri on June 11, 1956. Here's Frank Trumbauer. Thank you. Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra. We began our tribute with Manhattan Rag, written by Fred Brownold around 1901. That recording was made in New York on October 10, 1929, and had vocal effects by Joe Venuti. Next, Charles Gaylord provided the vocal on Sentimental Baby, written by Jack Palmer and recorded October 5, 1928. We finished up with Smith Ballou and Da Silva Brown and Henderson's Sunny Side Up, also from October 10th, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Yesterday, May 30th, marked the birth in 1909 in Chicago of Benjamin David Goodman, the ninth of 12 children born to David and Dora Goodman. Benny and brothers Harry and Freddie received music lessons at a local synagogue and listened to records by Ted Lewis's jazz band and the original Dixieland jazz band. Benny began taking clarinet lessons from Franz Schepp, whose other students included Buster Bailey and Jimmy Noon, and in high school Benny also met Bud Freeman, Dave Tough, and Frank Teschmacher. In 1922, Goodman joined the American Musicians Union and at just age 13 was a professional musician. In 1924, Goodman joined Art Castle's orchestra at the Midway Gardens, and soon after he was offered a job with Ben Pollock's band in California. Pollock moved the band back to Chicago, where he got a recording contract with Victor, and Goodman made his recording debut on Tuesday, September 14, 1926, at just 17 years of age. The following year, Melrose Brothers Music Company published a training book for jazz musicians titled Benny Goodman's 125 Jazz Breaks for Saxophone and Clarinet. In January of 1928, Goodman made his first recordings under his own name and was also working as a studio musician, on radio, and in the pit orchestras of Broadway shows. In the mid-30s, he performed at Billy Rose's Music Hall and ushered in the swing era at the Palomar Ballroom in California on August 21, 1935. The following year, he became host of the Camel Caravan radio show, and on January 16, 1938, he performed his famous concert at Carnegie Hall. He continued to record and perform right up until his death in New York on June 13, 1986. Here's some early Benny Goodman. Thank you.
delight.
Those skies just as blue as my baby's eyes. What a day for somebody and me. What a day, bless my soul, she's as sweet as a sugar bowl. What a day for somebody and me. Oh gosh, oh gee, this thing called love is driving me crazy. I feel just like dancing round with a daisy. Oh, what a day. Hold that right. Come on, parson, and kiss her twice. What a day for somebody and me. Thank you.
the moonlight. And what do we do while we drift in the moonlight? We cuddle a bit while we sit in the moonlight. Then we canoodle oodle along. We go along for a minute. And what do we do when we rest for a minute? We cuddle again and again for a minute. Then we canoodle oodle along. Under the skies, the little fireflies twinkle like the stars up above. Old Mr. Frog, who's sitting on a log, says, oh, what a night for love. We drift along in the moonlight, and what do we do while we drift in the moonlight? Why, nothing but this, just a kiss in the moonlight. Then we canoodle-oodle along.
We started our little tribute to Benny Goodman with Benny Goodman's Boys with Jim and Glenn and a Jazz Holiday, written by W. Benton Overstreet and Walter Melrose. That recording is from January 23, 1928, a session that was put together by Melrose Music Publishers to promote their musical training book, Benny Goodman's 125 Jazz Breaks for the Saxophone and Clarinet. It was recorded by Brunswick, but the two records, the other being Wolverine Blues, were issued on Brunswick's other label, Vocalion, which was not as widely distributed as Brunswick, and the records didn't sell as well as Melrose had hoped. The band was essentially Ben Pollock's, and the Jim in Benny Goodman's Boys with Jim and Glenn refers to Jimmy McPartland, who played trumpet, and trombonist Glenn Miller, who probably also arranged the tune. Benny's brother Harry was in the band on brass bass. Next, it was Benny Goodman's Boys without reference to Jim and Glenn, and After a While, a Benny Goodman-Bud Freeman composition recorded August 13, 1928. The next two selections featured Benny Goodman as a sideman in other bands. We heard Carl Fenton and his orchestra with What a Day from June 15, 1929. The vocalist there was Eddie Thomas. And we finished up with Then We Canoodle-Oodle Along from May of 1929 with Scrappy Lambert performing the vocal. The band also recorded an instrumental version in the same session. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, on May 27th in 1937, ceremonies marking the opening of one of the greatest engineering marvels in the world, the Golden Gate Bridge, were held in San Francisco, California. The two cables from which the roadbed is suspended are 7,659 feet long, 36.5 inches in diameter, and are made up of 27,572 individual parallel wires, which could wind around the Earth more than three times. The bridge was designed to withstand a 100-mile-an-hour broadside wind by allowing the bridge floor to sway as much as 27 feet at mid-span. There are approximately 600,000 rivets in each of the two towers, and as of August 2008, 1,825,872,270 vehicles had crossed the bridge. The original cost of the bridge was $27 million, $1.3 million under budget, but it would cost nearly $1.5 billion to build it today. Just so we're clear, the Golden Gate existed long before the bridge of the same name. The Golden Gate Strait is the entrance to the San Francisco Bay from the Pacific Ocean and is approximately 3 miles long and 1 mile wide, with currents ranging from 4.5 to 7.5 knots. So here to commemorate the Golden Gate Bridge are some Golden Gate songs.
There's a silver moon on the Golden Gate, smiling through along the blue Pacific shore. While it shines above on the one I love, silvery charms caress the arms I'm longing for. My heart is light as I sail tonight on the crest of the western sea. There's a silver moon on the Golden Gate, and my love is waiting there for me.
Golden Gate segment with Adrian Schubert's Salon Orchestra and Open Up the Golden Gates from June of 1926. Then from November 23, 1936, about 6 months before the bridge opened to traffic, it was Will Osborne and his orchestra, with Will Osborne himself providing the vocal on There's a Silver Moon on the Golden Gate. We finished up with Abe Lyman and his Californians with the vocal by the Century Quartet and Golden Gate, recorded March 14, 1939. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.